Meeting to order. Calling the meeting to order. It's 6:31. I'll ask you to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to call the roll. Bob Lisi.
Present.
You're present. Okay. Danny Soto. Not yet. Linda Fusco here. Okay, so Danny is a police officer and he's at work. He texted us that he may or may not be able to join us. We're going to go through the agenda anyway, and if he can't, then if we can agree at least on the holiday schedule and the meeting schedule, they'll file it for us. Approval of the minutes of May 4th. November 4th. We can't approve them, but do you have a question on them, Bob? Any questions?
No, they read. They were fine. They're pretty brief. Okay.
So I'm just going to put no questions, and we'll vote to approve at the next meeting. Won't do another special meeting. We'll just go on to the March 3rd meeting. It's a special meeting, so no additions, deletions, or corrections. Public portion, we have Roman Trojanowski here. Roman is on the agenda under new business item B. So Roman, we'll wait to then, and we'll let you speak, okay?
All right.
So we'll go past the public portion. Under old business, monthly updates from Ken Schultz at Imagineers. You had a chance, Bob, to read them. I have read them.
Yes.
Maria, is there anything that you want to add to them?
So just because it was kind of like open-ended, the third-party administration for rent reasonableness and HQS for Steiger. So we did those certifications. We sent it over to HUD. They needed to approve those two entities that have to do the third party verifications for those two elements. So how to approve those two entities.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we're all set with that.
The Secretary's tenant payment reconciliation, that's on me. I still need to track down a few other people or not, if we can't. I hope to have that done maybe by the beginning of March, then we can take it from there. Bob, do you have any questions on the report?
No, Linda, I'm fine. Thank you.
Dana, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Approval for TD Bank to delete Ellen Oskowski as signer on the accounts and add Shana. Unfortunately, we don't have a quorum, so we can't take a vote. I'm going to bounce that over to the March 3rd meeting. Is there any discussion on that?
No, just, something we have to get done.
I know. I feel badly because we've had this problem with the quorum, December, January. Now we're at not only at February, but we're at a second meeting in February. We're still in the same position. I understand the work issue, but ask the mayor to appoint someone else. I mean, we should have five, but at least if we have four, it would help balance the quorum since we need three. All right, so we'll bounce that. Under new business, report on the Derby Housing Authority personnel changes. So you know that Ellen retired. She left at the end of December, and Shana took her place. Shana's done, I think, in my opinion, a phenomenal job, and I'm thankful to her for that. She's jumped right in. And what happened is we had a lot of resignations right after. Frank, our maintenance man, resigned. We were able to fill him with Herman Martinez. Herman has fit in really well. He seems to be doing a fine job. There are no concerns. So we're good with maintenance. Joan Kaiser, resident service coordinator, resigned effective January 7th. We had some interviews last week and on Monday and an offer, I'm sorry, last Friday. And on Monday, Shana made an offer to Elizabeth Gonzalez. She accepted, and pending her drug screening, she should start on February 22nd. So I feel good that we have people here now who are ready to buckle down into work, who want to be here. Shana, you've helped, you've participated in building your team, which I think is important. You're working well with everybody who's here so far. So I think we're building ourselves a solid team, and I feel good about that. You as well? Is Shana still there? Bob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, I'm here. Sorry. I'm on mute because the baby. I'm in and out.
No worries. So if there's no more discussion on item A, then we'll move on to Mr. Trojanowski's issue, request from property owner on Grove Avenue to purchase a piece of land at Steiger Terrace. He initially breached this at the end of October. There wasn't enough time to discuss it in November, and you know, two of the commissioners were leaving. So we've not had a meeting since the November meeting, and he's been really patient about this. Mr. Trojanowski, do you want to speak on this? Do you want to, I mean, we have all your documents, but if you'd like to talk about your request, this would be the time to do it.
Okay. Hi, my name is Roman. I'm a social worker and licensed in Connecticut and New York. I live in New York, and I own some real estate in Milford. And I know our housing authorities, I think the last time I checked, were sort of together. And so I have a younger sister who, I'm sorry if I get a little emotional, but she had cancer a couple of years ago, lung, and, you know, beat it. And she happened to go in the hospital in November, and they found something there again, and they took it out. And this was a really tough surgery. So Annie's about 60, 61, maybe old. She's born in 61. So however many years that is, I'm 67. And so I'm helping her out. And she bought a house a couple of years ago in Derby on Grove Avenue. And I'm helping her fix it up. She's a single mom, three kids. And I'm trying to see if she needs a van to get around, because she has medical problems like cancer, morbid obesity, you know, heart problems, cholesterol, you name it, she's got it. And so what I want to try to do is to help her. And what I wanted to do was to build a garage. And I wanted to see, I saw some of the land behind there that you guys own. And I wanted to see if I gave one or two options of some land that would help. You know, I want to buy her a van so she can get around with one of those assessor ride kind of things. And I don't want to leave it in the, out to the elements. So I was contacting the housing authority and to see if they would be interested in selling a portion of it. I gave sort of like two options, one and two. And I hope that you have the paperwork on sort of the option. And so it's on a hill. The street you're talking, the address is, I guess, sort of level. But as you go to the rear of the property, there's a steep incline. It's not, I don't think it, you know, you probably could build, but it would take millions. I'm not looking to build anything on my sister's property other than this garage, and wanted a little extra room for the car to have some access. And so that's the reason why I'm contacting you guys.
Sure. You're right. It's a slope. It's a slope that goes down from, you know, where our units are down to where your sister's property is on Grove. So it is a slope. Now, you submitted today a survey, correct?
Right.
You had someone survey the property, and that's the piece that you want?
Well, that's her survey, and it shows where the placement of the garage would be. It, you know, it shows a little bit of your property. It shows she currently has a carport that, you know, it's just a roof and four poles and then a little shed. So, you know, that sort of doesn't work. So, certainly I would, you know, pay for this. And then if there's any fees for updating the survey or anything like that to include that land, that I, you know, I would pay for that. And so that's it.
Okay, thank you. Bob, did you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, the structure itself is a little less than probably 700 square feet. I mean, that piece, it's not significant. It doesn't seem like there's any on any nearby property. So, no, I certainly think it would be fine to, you know, make that change.
Okay.
Sure. I would like to bring it to a vote. I would, you know, I'd like to have Danny in on the thing. And I know that Roman, you offered $1,000.
Right.
And what I had said to him is, it seems to me that somewhere along the line, A, we need to find out what our rights are in terms of making a sale. And B, you know, what is fair market value? Because it may not be worth $1,000. It may be worth more than $1,000.
Right.
So it seems to me that we should get an appraiser in just to cover us. And I need to look through our charter to see. I don't have an objection per se. I don't think it's land that we would use. But if we're going to do it, I want to make sure we do it correctly.
Right. I understand. I did this before with Milford. I bought a little strip that was shaped like a triangle. So it was like whatever the point of a triangle thickness is to like 15 feet. And it was probably maybe 100 feet long. And it was I didn't know this at the time, but I bought it just to get a little more land in the back of my property because it was about 5-10 feet from the line, the house was built mm-hmm. in 1900. And I didn't know that apparently that was like an old milk road in the olden days where it was an alley and the milk truck and the rag truck and the garbage truck pulled by horses would come down that alley and collect stuff. And later on when I was working on it, I found out that, you know, it belonged to the city and they had filled it in with basically junk from the junkyard or dump from the dump yard. So it's a little bit of an eye opener in my case. So I hope it wouldn't be the same problem. But yeah, I mean, you know, you can get an appraisal, you know, yeah, you can get appraisal and see what you think. I don't know what the charter is. I mean, I dealt with the city attorney in Milford when I did it that time. Yeah. And I don't know if they ever got appraisal on it or not. They never told me.
You know, I can give the attorney for the housing authority a call. We have two attorneys actually. But I can give them a call tomorrow and send up your documents and ask them to research our charter and find out exactly what we need to get approval aside from the board vote and how we would go about getting an appraisal. And my goal would be to be able to take a vote, to have the materials to the commissioners and be able to take a vote at the next meeting. I can't promise that things move that fast. I don't know where the appraisal needs to come from, but that would be my goal.
Okay. All right.
Bob, does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
It definitely does, Linda. I think it would be enough time for next. Oh, you know what? This is already the middle of February. I forgot.
It is.
We lost a week. Well, we lost a week. Hopefully it would get done. You know, I'm sure Mark will be able to tell you that. I'm sure an appraisal for that little piece should be rather quick.
I would hope so. I don't want to have another special meeting because I know apparently, even though we scheduled this, you know, 2 weeks ago, we are infringing on someone else's time and their login. So it's not always easy to have a special meeting. So Roman, I'll keep in touch with you. I'll let you know how we're progressing. I'll let you know what to expect on the third and whether or not we'll be able to take the vote, but you're welcome to sit in at any time, any of the meetings.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
and generally, this is our login. So if you, you know, but I'll make sure you get another agenda.
Okay. All right. All right. And Wednesday, the next meeting you said was when?
It should be March 3rd, assuming we get a quorum.
Okay. All right.
We can't we can't move forward on a vote without a quorum. That's the problem.
Right. Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Roman, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
You want me to check out or you want me to leave?
You. You're
no,
you're welcome to sit in. There's not much left. Approval of Board of Commissioners meeting schedule for 2022. Bob, you have a copy of the meeting
yes,
schedule?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think it's fine. That both seem fine.
Okay. So it's every first Thursday of the month except in June, September, and December, and that's just because when the first Thursday comes early in the month, it doesn't allow time to get the text in, so you don't get the full report. So it seems like this makes sense.
Yes.
If you don't have an objection, I'll ask Mark. We won't take a vote, but I'll just ask Mark to file it. And if there's changes to it down the road, we'll notify
them. We can make them. Yep.
Okay.
They look fine.
I thought so too. It's pretty much what we've been doing right along. The holiday schedule as well. I mean, that's kind of, we go with the city, and I don't see anything here that would conflict with the city's holiday schedule. So if it's all right with you, I'm going to ask Mark to, we won't vote, but I'll ask him to put it in. And it, somewhere down the line, if we have to take a vote when we have a quorum, we can do it and we can make changes if we need to. But I think this is pretty good, pretty standard. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So Shana, you're still on?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So just subsidized housing coordinator's report. Anything that you want to add or Bob, any questions on her report?
No.
We have five, six, seven units vacant. I didn't think we
had
that.
Some have been rented since this last was printed, and some the applicants declined and we've made new selections.
Okay. We apparently, by the way, have been having problems. People, you know, that wait list is about a year and a half long, and a lot changes, especially since COVID in the last year and a half. So we're moving through that list a lot faster than what we expected. It's just because there's people have made other living arrangements. People have passed. They're at a higher level of care, gone in with their families.
As of today, I made a new selection for a unit, and the application was dated March of 2021. So we're roughly about a year now.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Bob, any questions on this?
No, Linda, I was just reading about the housing choice voucher program in Rome. So that's...
Are you talking about on Ken's report and Maria's report?
Yeah, just looking at some of those.
Maria, are you still on?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for sitting in with us. Bob, I think you have a question. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it was just about the housing choice voucher program, Maria. And that we're on track for full utilization.
So sometimes we can't go to full utilization, but right now we have like 242 people that are on the program. And we've got, we issued some vouchers, and currently there's 11 vouchers that we've issued, people that are looking for units. And then we also went to the waiting list probably like about 2 weeks ago. We invited 15 people to go through the intake eligibility process. So we're waiting for responses from them so that we could put them through an orientation and issue the vouchers so they could start looking for units.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So, thank you.
So we keep tracking that. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say that list is going a little faster than what we expected?
Yeah, so currently there's 378 people on the waiting list.
Still a lot.
yeah, that is. And it's probably, we should probably do a purge pretty soon. Just asking people if there's, you know, if they're still interested in remaining on the waiting list, and then remove the ones that, you know, are letting us know that they're no longer interested, or for the responses that come back. You know, so that'll help us. So we'll probably plan to do a purge, maybe, you know, at least within the next 2 months.
And you'll let us know when it's time to reopen the list?
Oh, yeah. We probably won't be, because, you know, you're not going to get, you know, you'll get people responding. But yeah, so if it dwindles down, then definitely we would need to, you know, go to you and ask you if you want to change any of your preferences or what you're looking to open up the waiting list for, you know, how many people you want on the waiting list and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, I know originally we started with 500, but it sounds like we've maybe accommodated 200.
Yeah.
A little bit less than two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Since we've taken over. So not bad. And then let's see what the purge result is, and then we'll report on that. So if we lose, you know, 50 or 100, you know, then you know, you can make a determination at that point.
Sure. I know I'd never liked you to get too low. We've learned our lesson.
No, definitely.
Bob, do you have any other questions for Maria?
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for sitting in with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. I'm doing paperwork.
If there are no more questions for Maria and there are no more for Shana, then I would say we could adjourn.
Just one thing, Shana, when Elizabeth comes aboard, I think the resident representative on the board needs to be one of the priorities. I know there's others, but we really need to kind of get a resident representative on our board.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because we need to get five people, and that's a position that we've not had since COVID. I know we had a little, you know, they let us not have it because of COVID, and they gave us a little break, but we're at the point now where it really impacts the ability to have meetings when you don't have enough commissioners. So,
and there's business we have to vote on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I know that Danny, he's just not in a position because, you know, he works. And and if he gets held over, if he's in the middle of a case, then he just can't say, hey, I'm going to sit in on my meeting. So I'll talk to the mayor, too, and see if he can find one other person from the community. I know they put something out I saw it online, but I think it's also been in the Valley Indy. You know, where if people want to serve on boards and commissions, they can, you know, there's a centralized place where they could.
I did read that.
Yeah. So I know the city is working on it too. It's very hard to get people to volunteer. Mm-hmm. All right. So if there's nothing else, it's 6:55. I will adjourn. We can't vote on it, but is everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Shana.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Thank you.